he didn't feel like he had to do that in the 2016 election, and enough of the evangelical group, this does not seem to be a problem for them. He can make just the very least gesture in that direction, and it seems to work. So he's not going to change his style at all. And again, it's just remarkable that this man from New York with his spotty past has been on record as saying that sort of the most unchristian things you can imagine it's still working for him. And he's gotten no message that he needs to change that.
I wonder if things have changed kind of on the national stage, you know, what sorts of ideals Trump represents and what ideals Roy Moore represents, and where do the two intersect?
Yeah.
It's not religion.
Yeah, there's sort of, if you look at it logically and substantively, there's not really that much of a cross section between between Trump, but it's really not a logical thing. It's much more of kind of an emotional connection that's taking place. And I think you can try to find some sort of rational and positive reasons that President Trump and evangelicals in Alabama, what they would have in common. I think if you look at it in the context of what they're against, then I think you can see much, much more intersection between the two.
Do you think in the coming months leading up to the general election in December, we might see more people coming forward to say, I stand with Roy Moore? Because in recent weeks, you know, I would talk to people and there would be a few people who would say, yes, I voted for Roy Moore or I support Roy Moore. But a lot of people just wanted to kind of walk off without discussing who they supported. I suspect that there are a lot of closet Roy Moore supporters out there.
Right, right. I think, again, Roy Moore has a pretty firm ceiling to his support. And I think a lot of those supporters are already out there. As conservative as Alabama is, I think there are a lot of people who identify themselves as conservative who won't support Moore.
Do you see them defecting over to the Democratic side?
So that's the big question. Will they simply withdraw and refuse to support a Democrat, or will Doug Jones be able to run the kind of campaign that could pull those people over? And that's the big question. And I think it's partly an ideological question, how liberal he gets, how far he goes to the left. Mm-hmm. I think it's also a question of style. If he can present himself as the calm, get-down-to-business type figure who has a lot of experience in government, and he can, of course, go back to his really brave and commendable work prosecuting the 16th Street Church bombers. I don't think it's completely out of the question that he could do that, but it's really an uphill battle for him. But I don't think it's impossible.